الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. First we'll translate this poem of our Shaykh Damat Barakatuhum, which is so beautiful and it gives us a very great message. It's a complete bayan and rendered also, mashallah, so beautiful by Ajaz. Sukoon-e-dil, the comfort of the heart, to find solace, peace in one's heart. Agar Allah walo se nahi dil ki dawa paata, had I not found the medicine of the heart from Allah wala. They give you the Quran Sharif, fihi shifa'ul linnas, fihi shifa'ul lima fi sudur. That in the Quran Sharif there is medicine for that which is in the heart. And this medicine we will get from Allah wala. They will treat the diseases of the heart, and then only will a person be able to save himself from guna and find peace and solace. Agar if I did not get this medicine from Allah wala, bahut mushkil tha apne nafs se sarkash ko daba paata. It should have been impossible for me to control my nafs, which is very rebellious. The nafs, nafs-e ammara, which commands. It is not amara, ammara, which commands a lot, bisu, with evil all the time. So to control this nafs, if we get the medicine from Allah wala, then we will be able to control this nafs. Otherwise, this nafs will, like a car that has gone out of control. You just can't, it's gone out of control. You press brakes, it capsizes. You turn the steering this side, it goes the other side. Whatever you try and do, when the car is out of control, so when the nafs is out of control, then a person, like people also, for example, sugar, once it gets a person, a diabetic, he tries so hard, he avoids all sweet things, but the sugar is just going up. Same thing with blood pressure, with cholesterol, with weight. You try everything, but it goes the opposite. So when the nafs is gone out of control, you won't be able to. It's going to take you to complete destruction. And the medicine to control the nafs is from Allah wala. Till we don't go to them, we won't get that medicine. They will give us that medicine. Khuda ki sarkashi se khudkushi hai maal aur daulat mein. When a person is disobedient to Allah Ta'ala, and he just now wants money, wealth, dunya, name, fame, fashion, brand names, just going after dunya all the time, then this leads to suicide. The people who commit suicide are not poor people, they are all the wealthy. The world statistics show more the wealthy people commit suicide. And the people which are called from industrialized and developed countries, they are the ones who commit the most suicide. So when they are disobedient to Allah, you become a slave of your nafs, and just dunya you want all the time. The result of this is, one of the results is, that a person commits suicide. Kabhi Allah walo se nahi aisa suna jata. You never heard that any Allah wala ever committed suicide. That he became so disturbed, so worried, and he went and committed suicide. This does not happen to Allah wala. Sukoon-e-dil utarta hai falak se ahle taqwa par. We read in our kitab, the last majlis, that the sukoon-e-dil, the sakina, it comes down from the heavens. It isn't here on the earth. It comes down from above. And Allah sends the sukoon-e-dil on the hearts of the Anbiya and the Awliya. Those who become the friends of Allah, they are blessed with the sukoon-e-dil, with this peace of mind, contentment of heart, a life of serenity and tranquility. This is from Allah Ta'ala. It isn't on this earth. It's nowhere to be found on this earth. And it comes to a person when he becomes the friend of Allah Ta'ala. Badun hukme khuda, science da, phir kaise pa jata. Without this command of Allah, pleasing Allah Ta'ala, then the scientists, wherever they look for it, where can they find it? When it isn't, jahan tu dhoonta hai, wahan hai nahi. Where you are looking for it, it is not there. People are looking for peace of mind in wealth, in comfort. Jewish Hazrat Maulana Shah, Hazrat Hakim al-Ummat, Mujaddid al-Millat, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said, ke saman-e-rahat aur cheez hai, aur rahat aur cheez hai. People are looking for rahat, for comfort in saman-e-rahat, in the things of comfort. Those are the things of comfort, that's not comfort. Comfort is somewhere else. To understand a broad example, you have enough money, you can go and buy the best bed on the market. But sleep you won't be able to buy anywhere. It's neither, sleep is not in sleeping tablets also. They also stop working. You take William 5, then it doesn't help you. You are put onto a stronger dose, William 10. That also doesn't help you. You are put onto injections. That also doesn't help you. You'll end up in a mad hospital. And then finally you commit suicide. So sleep is not in bed. Sleep is something else. And a bed is something else. But the way it's advertised, the mattress, the bedroom and all the things. Get this, you'll have a very comfortable sleep. No back pain, you'll get up fresh in the morning. So people are fooled. They think, get these things. And they spend so much money to go and get it on the credit cards, overdrafts, etc. Now they can't pay their credit card. They can't pay their overdrafts. Now they don't know what to do. Now they think of committing suicide. So the things of this world don't take you to sukoon, which also Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali explained. Am lil insani ma tamanna. What did any insan get? What he made tamanna, what he wished for. Which human beings, every wish was fulfilled. It's not fulfilled. But dunya people take you on the line that to increase your wishes and your desire of dunya. I must have this also in my life. I must have that also in my life. I must have this lifestyle. I must have that. So they increase your desires all the time. And desires can never be fulfilled. So that person is a failure. When you don't achieve your object, you fail. So these people who become failures, they then are the ones now who resort to all the worst and terrible things. On the other hand, in deen we are taught to rada bil qada. What Allah has decreed for you, you're happy with that. And also, in this dunya, in deen, we are taught that a person must have contentment. He must be content with what Allah Ta'ala has given him. Allahumma qanni'ni bima razaqtani. Give me qana'at wa Allah in that which you have given me, and in that wa barik li fi. And give me barakat in this what you have given me. Not that you want more and more, but you have contentment. Qana'at. Qana'at is a very great maqam and a very great treasure. So if a person has qana'at, he has contentment on what he has got, then that person, his dreams don't increase. His desires don't increase. He has a peaceful life. He can be a poor person, but he's quite content. And a person is a wealthy person, but he's not content. He wants to make more. He wants more. He's got one position, director of one company. He wants to be director of 10 companies. He's the president of this association. He wants to be president of 10 associations. This person is always going to have problems. So, when a person turns away from Allah Ta'ala, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah, fear Allah, wal tanzur nafsum ma qaddamat lighad. And see what you have prepared for akhirat. Have that more in mind. And wala takunu kal ladhina nasullah. Don't be like those people who forgot Allah, who forgot akhirat, commands of Allah. La takunu kal ladhina nasullah. فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. These people then have been made to forget themselves then. They make money, but they haven't got time to eat also. They make money, they haven't got time to sleep also. They make money, they buy, they make investments, this house here, that house there, that resort, and they haven't got time to go there. They make money and buy timeshares, and they haven't got time to use the timeshare. The years just go by and they can't even use their timeshares. So they make money all the time. That is their worry, but they can't use that money. They forgot Allah, they forgot themselves. And then money becomes your religion, and worse, money becomes your God then. And you only live for money, but the object of money also you can't even benefit. Forget using the money for deen and for akhirat, you can't even use it for yourself. For your family, you don't want to use it. You all the time worried, if I spend so much here, then what is going to, my money will become less here. Hazrat explains, one Hindu became ill in his old age, and now it was like his death is coming. So he told the person who was in charge of his finances, that work out now, that if I take treatment, how much will that cost me? And if I die to feed the people who will come to the house, how much will that cost? And whatever is cheaper, we'll do that. If it's cheaper to die and feed the people, then we'll rather do that. So you made money your God. You're just living for your money. What is the purpose of money? You don't even, you forgot on the root, you forgot the purpose of money also. So Kabi Hadrat says that, Sukoon e dil, where is that? Khuda ki sarkashi se khud kushi hai maal aur daulat mein. When a person is disobedient to Allah and is only become a man of dunya, then it is, he lands up in committing suicide. Kabhi Allah walon se nahi aisa suna jata. Sukoon e dil utarta hai falak se ahle taqwa par. This peace of mind, contentment of heart comes from the heavens. Allah sends it down from on top on the hearts of the people who have got taqwa. Badun hukme khuda sainsdan phir kaise pa jata? How can the scientists get it? It's not here in this dunya. Agar petrol ke manin hota ye sukoon e dil, if this contentment of heart was like petrol oil, you pour in the ground and you pull it out, if it was somewhere buried somewhere in the ground, then scientists should also have done that. Zameen mein karke boring, usko har kafir bhi pa jata. Then the kafirs, ya'lamuna zahiran min al-hayati dunya, wahum anil akhirati hum ghafilun. Dunya's things they know too much. They should also have bored and searched and looked for it, explored and found it, and they should also have got, but it's not here in this earth. It is in the heavens, and it is in the hands of Allah. And Allah only sends it down on Ahle Taqwa, on Allah Wala. They are the only ones who are the recipients of this peace of mind and contentment of heart. Buto ki ishq se dunya mein har aashik hua pagal. And whoever became an aashik of this dunya, lover of this dunya, that person became mad. Our Shaykh Ahmed Barakatum says, in Allahabad, in UP, India, one Hindu married a very beautiful woman. She passed away very young. He went mad and he kept on saying, if I knew you're going to die so young, I should never have given my heart to you. A person gives his heart even to his wife. And he will also, wife has to get ill, whatever. Our Shaykh says that Mir Saab, Hazrat's Khadim, when he was in India, somebody in the family wanted to marry a certain girl. The man was not good looking. The girl was very beautiful. But he was adamant he wants to marry her. He refused the proposal, but this person was looking, he's going to go mad. Because he was a family boy, they said, let us get him married. The poor man is going to go mad. And his love for that woman was so much, she just likes going to sneeze, not even still sneeze, and take her to doctor. Something wrong with her, my doctor must treat her. There's so much love he had for her. When Mir Saab went to Pakistan, those people also migrated. They also came to Karachi. So Hazrat Mir Saab thought, his family people, let me go and meet them. When he went there one day, he found that the man was busy with his income tax papers, filling in his income tax papers. The son came and he said that Amma, the mother, that man's wife, is very sick, and again she has taken a bad turn. So he said, now what must I do? I took her this morning to doctor. Now again I must take her to doctor. Now he's worried of his income tax papers. This is what this dunya is. That even your halal wife, when your other pressures come, you even forget her. And in this dunya, a person becomes mad when he leaves Allah Ta'ala alone. Following the commands of Allah, a person who loves, that person will live a successful life. Gunaon se suku paata, to kyu pagal kaha jata? If the people think, why they commit guna? To find peace of mind. Music you listen to. People want to drown their sorrows in alcohol, in drugs, etc. They want to, they go to women and want to satisfy themselves, make them happy. If this was given sukoon, then why have these people gone mad? Why is depression then the most common disease amongst such people. Why are these people? They can't sleep at night. They try their best to sleep, they can't get sleep also. So in guna, if there was sukoon, then how should they, why did these people become mad? But you find on the other hand, Allahu Ala, what sukoon and peace of mind they have. So in the obedience of Allah and staying away from sin, a person has sukoon. Shaitan deceives us. Jahannam is beautified with all sins, all types of sin. And the minute you, that is the parda, the veil. The minute you tear the veil, you commit the sin, you are in Jahannam. And that is a place, la yamutu fiha wala yahya, where a person does not die, he does not live. He is living in such a terrible, ya'tihi al-maut min kulli makan, wa ma huwa bimayyit. Maut comes to him from every angle, but he doesn't die. In this world, death puts an end, we say, to your sorrows. Though it isn't really the truth, but outward wise, death has put an end to the person's sorrows. But in Jahannam, maut also won't. Maut is coming from every side, but it's not going to put an end to your sorrows also. So by guna, a person does not find sukoon. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says that Jahannam is the head office of all anxiety, perplexity, pain, difficulty, hardship. And the sub-agents of Jahannam are all the gunas. So they also, guna outwardly looks enjoyable, but it takes you to Jahannam, which takes you to the end result, where you'll be all the time so parishan, in so much of difficulty, so much of pain, so much of torture and azab. So stay away from the sub-agents of Jahannam. And Jannat is the headquarters of peace and comfort and enjoyment. And all good deeds, staying away from guna, are the sub-agents of Jannat. So if you fall into these things, fulfilling Allah's command, staying away from guna, in this dunya you'll get your commission of Jannat already. Peace of mind, contentment of heart, respect, honor. And what it will give you in Jannat, you'll be then there in the actual place of peace and comfort. Bacho, gande amal se, amrado se dur ho jao. Stay away from sodomy and from masturbation, and stay away from contact with young boys. Immediately stay away from this evil act. Agar ye fail achcha tha, khuda patthar na barsata. If this was something good, Allah should not have sent down a storm of rain on the people of Lut alayhi salam. If that was a good thing to do, then Allah should not have sent such a punishment in this dunya already. Akhirat's punishment is there in this dunya already. Nahi mumkin tha unke raah mein mera qadam rakhna. Then Hadrat says, the first step to walk the path of suluk, to reach Allah Ta'ala, what is this? Agar jazbe karam ke dil nahi koi sada paata. If I shouldn't have got that sound in my heart that come towards me. Whenever a person gets that in his heart, I must change my life, I must go towards Allah. What will happen to my akhirat? Understand that Allah is sending a message to you in your heart. And say labbaik immediately on that. Don't defer it for tahajjud time. Don't defer it, Jummah's night I'll make tawbah. I'll make tawbah when I go for chillah in jamaat. Or Ramzan I'll go by my shaykh. Or I'll go for Hajj Umrah, then I'm going to change. When Allah sends you that call which comes in your heart, let me make tawbah, let me change my life. Allah has sent, immediately say labbaik on that. We know that all offers, they got an expiry date. That's by certain date, if you don't accept this offer, it's expired. So Allah's offer also has come. And it has also got an expiry date. And fear that time that Allah Ta'ala says that that Allah Ta'ala comes between you and your heart. Kya ayat hai? وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِ. That Allah comes between a person and his heart. You made the intention, but Allah has come in between. You can't do what you want to. So when Allah has made the offer, then accept it immediately. You don't know that offer, the expiry date is gone, and you didn't accept that offer. So and Allah sends this. Everyone gets that in his life, that I must change my life. But shaitan also comes now. sport you want to change your life. You're still very young now. Now is the time for you to enjoy. You have to pursue your career still. You have to go university still. Nothing you mix with boys, girls there. You carry on afterwards when you're old. And the time hardly comes for you to come to when you are old. Or even if you become old, and shaitan puts you on. Now, we say how many old people watching TV all the time. They still don't get tawfiq to go to the masjid. So when Allah has made you an offer to change your life, change it. Don't wait. Don't make this excuse and don't make that excuse. Agar jazbe karme ke dil nahi koi sada paata. If I shouldn't get that, deserve that what Allah sent me. Ye qadam uthte nahi uthaye jaate hain. Main aaya nahi laya gaya hoon. Muhabbat de ke tarpaya gaya hoon. That Allah puts that in your heart and He pulls you towards you. So when Allah gives that in your heart, appreciate it. Make qadar of that offer from Allah Ta'ala. Main thak jata hoon apne daastan dard se akhtar. Hazrat said, I get tired. How much must I explain what is in my heart? To translate what is in the heart is not easy. And I get tired doing that as a human. We are limited physically. How much can we do? Magar main kya karu? Chup bhi nahi mujhse raha jata. But what must I do? I can't even keep quiet. I want to keep quiet, but I still, that heart controls me. And it makes me speak. And I'm worried. Yeah, when we were with Hazrat here, so a whole night sometimes Hazrat is away. He says, I'm just concerned that fikr, the ummah, what are they doing? And making tawajjuh and dua for everyone. So that when that comes in the heart, then for a person, now also he won't sleep. But still Allah will give him sukoon. He won't think also of taking sleeping time. He's staying awake, he enjoys also. And Allah is that great being, as Hazrat says, that how much you get your comfort of your body in 8 hours sleep, Allah got the qudrat to give it to you in 1 hour also. And for these, Allah wa'ala, we see Allah does this also. They sleep very little, but still, they are fresh all the time. And when, for example, our Shaykh, about 85 years old, but when anyone sees Hazrat's face, like a young person still, that freshness on the face. And Hazrat sleep, Hazrat said one time, that I never had munasabat, connection with sleep. Always sleep, and most of Hazrat's ashar, Hazrat wrote them 1-2 o'clock at night. So Hazrat, sleep is not a custom, he's not a friend of sleep. And sleep is not his friend also. But still that freshness on the face all the time. Whereas we are such, if we didn't get our sleep, you can see it clearly on the face of the person. His eyes are drooping, the tiredness and that. But these Allah wala, they don't get sleep and they don't want sleep also. They are just connected with Allah. So what Allah gives them, we cannot imagine. May Allah make these things a reality. The sum total of this poem is, when we choose parizgari, taqwa, we stay away from guna, Allah gives that person sukoon. Inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum. The most honorable in the eyes of Allah is the one who stays the most away from sin. In awliya'uhu illa al-muttaqoon. The friends of Allah are only those who have got taqwa. And naturally, your friend, you give him the best. Allah gives the best to his friend. Ya Aba Huraira, ittaqil maharim, takun a'bad an-nas. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh Abu Huraira, just give up sins, and you will be counted amongst the person who makes the most ibadat. You don't have to, the kasrat ibadat is not matlub, it's not required. What is more required is, ijtinab anil ma'asi. To stay away from sin, that is what is required more. Make ibadat, mashallah, it's very good. But it's we all know, it's only right, it's only logical. When you are dirty, first wash yourself. Then put on clean clothes, then put on atar also, very nice. But don't stay dirty and putting on atar. Atar is like nafil ibadat. Now you don't make tawbah, you don't wash yourself. But you are putting on atar on your body. That's silly, stupid people do that. And if you wash yourself, even if you don't put atar, you'll still be nice, fresh. And if you put atar, very good. But first wash yourself. So make tawbah. That is the first step to go towards Allah, to make tawbah istighfar. And as we have read many times, the ahlullah, the pious people, they don't make tawbah of gunas, they don't commit gunas, hardly. But they make tawbah on their good deeds. Like in namaz, a person performed his salah, and at the end of namaz, what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. Oh Allah, I've done a very, very big guna. I made namaz, what guna is namaz? What is the guna? I couldn't make it how I'm supposed to have made it. No matter how perfect you make your namaz, but Allah is so great. All the people, the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam together, cannot fulfill the right of Allah's huquq, Allah's ibadah, which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam declared, ma abadnaka haqqa ibadatik, ma arafnaka haqqa ma'arifatik. Who can recognize Allah as Allah is? When we can't recognize Allah, we won't know what the rights of Allah are. And when we don't know the rights, how can we fulfill them? So there is only one resort left out, and that is to make tawbah istighfar. After making all the ibadah, trying one's best, staying away from all guna, but the true banda of Allah who knows Allah, he still at the end just turns towards tawbah and istighfar. And that was what the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam used to do. Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullah alayhi should spend nights and nights in the haram of Makkah crying to Allah. And he should cry so much, any person who should learn, listen to him, it was like, uska kalija phat jayega. Not Haji Sahib, the person listening to how Haji Sahib should cry towards Allah. Like when you see somebody, how desperate that person is. Like that, one whole night Haji Sahib made this dua to Allah Ta'ala. The translation of what is, E khuda e banda ra ruswa makun. Oh Allah, don't disgrace this banda of yours. E khuda e banda ra ruswa makun. Garbadam man. E khuda e banda ra ruswa makun. That even if my sins are so much, but you cover up my sins. Don't expose me, oh Allah. And the whole night, Haji Sahib just read this all the time. So may Allah Ta'ala let us make tawbah istighfar on our gunas and stay away from all sins as much as we can and make tawbah and istighfar on our good deeds. The first tawbah a person makes is tawbah anil ma'asiyah. When he's involved in guna, he reforms, he stays away from guna. Then the second tawbah he comes to now, tawbah anil ghafla. That he didn't make, he's not making Allah's zikr, not making tilawat, not making duas. Ya Allah, I don't remember you. Though he's not committing gunas, but he's not remembering Allah. Mun'im haqiqi, that great being who is so kind to you, and you're not thankful, we don't make shukr to Allah. We're complaining, so tawbah anil ghafla. And then the third stage now comes, that tawbah anil ghaybubati. That he being unmindful of Allah. Then a person realizes now when he reaches the third stage, to be unmindful of Allah, this is a big guna. Somebody who is showering favors upon you every moment from angles that you cannot imagine and is showering you favors and favors upon you and you don't think about him. How? What type of a person is this? We even teach our children that say Jazakallah. For what you have, what we did for you, we brought this for you, say Jazakallah. And to Allah who does everything, Allah Ta'ala knows exactly that how we are going, what our needs will be. We go on safar, hajj, umrah, anywhere, Allah makes the intizam of our food. We take food from there, we see our food didn't come in use also. What intizam Allah has made. We take food from here, it looks like carrying coal to Newcastle. Compared to the food that you, what Allah is giving for you, getting for you there. Everywhere what you could not imagine. Allahu Akbar. If a person just thinks if he goes on safar, he has got his flight at 10 o'clock in the morning, for example. And we think my flight is 10 o'clock, and I got my passport, I got my ticket, so I'm going to catch my flight. But we don't know billions and billions of things. That morning you could wake up with your being paralyzed. Something went wrong. Now your passport is there, your ticket is there. You could have woken up blind that morning. You got a problem. How many things in your body, how many things in your house could have gone wrong? A fire breaks out in the house, na'uzubillah. Allah save us, ma'azallah. Now where can you go on your safar? Your passport is there, your ticket is there, everything. But something goes wrong. Some close family member has taken very ill or has passed away. Now you have to cancel your trip. There are so many things. And there are not only these one, two things, millions of things in yourself, in your immediate environment. You have to go by car for your car to work. How many things? If one thing, you got a puncture. You timed yourself, I'll reach this time and I'll make it on time. Now you got a puncture. Now you couldn't make it. Or you allowed so much time to change the wheel, but your spare wheel is also punctured. Now you can't make it. How many things can go wrong? How many other things can the car could have gone wrong? You misplaced the car key. And now your spare key, you knew exactly where you kept it. Today the spare key is also. How many things in your car can go wrong? Or the person who is going to take you to the airport, on the road to the airport. How many things on the road? How many road users? Somebody from on top of the bridge, that car can land on top of you. The car going in front of you, the truck can jackknife. And you kept your safe distance, everything. But suddenly you couldn't imagine it and you are into that truck. What and what can go wrong? The road itself, it can cave in at any place. There can be such a big hole and you fall into the... How many things? You can reach the airport. You made arrangements for your parking. And now you're just not getting parking. That day the airport is so busy everywhere. Now when you have to go in, we were coming now at Jeddah Airport, we were returning. We just got to the immigration office for exiting and there the computers crashed. So now the computers can crash. With all your backup system and with everything, now there your flight is gone. Yeah, not your fault, nothing you did, but that computer crashed. Now they don't want to stamp your passport, you can't move, friend. You just have to sit there. Anything can go wrong. For the aeroplane, Allahu Akbar. Anyway, we know that an aeroplane, when it just comes in, already how many trucks and vans come to serve to take off the goods and to the passengers, the, all that arrangement. And then the food, and then the cleaning of the aeroplane, inspection of the aeroplane. How many times we were supposed to go from New Zealand to Fiji Islands, and then they said engineering problem. After 10 minutes, after half an hour, after 1 hour, flight cancelled finally. So it's not in our hands. That flight can get cancelled. And in the aeroplane, how many things they have to check? If one thing is not right, they don't risk. And if they risk it, they risk their license. They won't fly anymore. Nationwide, whatever problem they had, they put them off flying. So anything can happen anytime. And then when you are flying, the pilot, anything can happen to him, his co-pilot, both. Though they have separate food for the pilot and the co-pilot also. That if there's poisoning in one pilot's food, the other one can take, but it can happen to both. How many times that plane in Europe, Portugal or wherever it was, all the passengers deep-freezed in there. The whole cooling system went wrong and all of them deep-freezed in the aeroplane, which was for comfort. The cooling system in the aeroplane is to give you all that comfort. That same comfort thing changed into your death. Became your murderer and killed you. So how many things can go wrong? So it is all in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. We have to learn to trust solely upon Allah Ta'ala. May Allah later... And these are just a few points. Otherwise you can never exhaust this here. What and what things can go wrong? And who's controlling and our lives are going normal? But this, Allah kept us in this peace and that made us unmindful of Allah. And we don't think of Allah. This should have taken us closer to Allah Ta'ala. But just like scientists, whichever type of scientists, astronomers, doctors of the body, people who study geography, whatever they study, all these things should have taken them and made them the slaves of Allah. To see Allah is so great. What a system Allah has kept in all this. But unfortunately, that very thing that was supposed to take us to Allah, takes us further away from Allah. Allah gives us money, gives us health, keeps us with afiyat. This should be that we should lie in sajda in front of Allah. But we use this more for the disobedience of Allah. Can you call that? Is that insan or janwar? That a person who does not appreciate your mun'im. Any person who does ihsan, a husband, how angry he gets on his wife, on the children, people don't appreciate anything. I work so hard, I'm doing it all for you people, you don't appreciate. A boss says you don't appreciate. Worker says I work so hard for this boss, but my boss doesn't appreciate. Everyone wants appreciation. And Allah who is doing, what can the boss do? What can the husband, what can the mother do? Allah is doing everything. But how much do we appreciate? So we should learn to be thankful to Allah Ta'ala and go closer to Allah Ta'ala for the billions and billions and billions of Allah. وَإِن تَعُدُّ, if all of you, تَعُدُّ is jama, all of you together, تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ Allah. If you try and count one ni'mat of Allah, one ni'mat is one. But this shows that in one ni'mat there are billions of ni'mats. لَا تُحْصُوهَا. You'll never be able to encompass all Allah's ni'mat in one ni'mat. Whatever one ni'mat, one morsel of food which you put in your mouth, from where? Now that food price is going up, the world is parishan. Who's feeding us? And in spite of food prices, this is shaitan's work. Whole world screaming about food prices, but who's dying of hunger? All are still eating. All are complaining petrol prices going to 16 rand, 20 rand a liter, but our cars becoming less. Are the traffic jams becoming less? More people are driving, cars, roads are more full. The whole world, one big problem of the world, traffic jam, everywhere. Wherever you go, allow half an hour extra, too much traffic jam, allow 1 hour extra. So if this all petrol price is killing the people, and how people are crying about it, then less people should drive. But, and not unnecessary, unnecessary. How many people are driving? Small. They're just taking, more people are going for holidays. If petrol was so expensive, and now toll road from here to Durban, oh, your toll money is so much. People, less they should be using. But more people are going. You don't get place at resorts. Everywhere booked out, fully booked out, long in advance all booked out. So, this is all shaitan. Allah is giving all the time. One great buzurg was it, Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullah alayh, or one of our great buzurgs, he said that if because of the price of things going up, I just have to think also that how will Allah feed me, he said, I'll become a kafir immediately. That even if not one drop of water falls from the skies, and the earth doesn't grow one blade of grass also, he says, then too, I don't have the right to think one moment that from where will Allah feed me? وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ يَرْزُقَهُ. And, what's it? تَحْمِلُ وَكَيِّمْ مِنْ دَابَّةٍ تَحْمِلُ رِزْقَ لَا تَحْمِلُ وَكَيِّمْ مِنْ دَابَّةٍ لَا تَحْمِلُ رِزْقَ. And no person, Allah gave us our rosy, carry it with you. When we were born, Allah didn't give anyone, you're going to need 200,000 liters of water for your life. So yes, your rosy, carry it with you. Go wherever you want to. What should be our hadith? And when you finish, drink the water, you'll urinate. So now for your urination, we are giving you just two big tanks. Then all your urine will be collected in there. Your sweat will be collected in there. Carry it with you. All your rice for your life, no problem. Allah is giving. Wherever you go, rosy is waiting. And how? What kind rosy? And how much rosy is waiting? And for the whole world. But insan's nature, that he likes to complain all the time. And this is not right, that is not right. And Allah Ta'ala, لا يحب الله الجهر بالسوء من القول إلا من ظلم. That person who is zulam is, and he complains all the time, Allah doesn't like this. And Allah loves the person, people who make shukr. وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. And Allah Ta'ala complains about his bandas when they don't make shukr. What's that? وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. Very few of my bandas make shukr. And when anyone doesn't make shukr to us, we complain. But to Allah we don't make shukr. So Allah Ta'ala's favors upon us are tremendous. Let us remember Allah. Think of the favors of Allah. Untold, unimaginable favors upon a person. And if a person appreciates, Allah just is increasing his favors. At the time of maut, what ni'mats Allah will give. In the qabr, what ni'mats Allah will give. On the day of qiyamah for such people, in jannat, you cannot imagine. And when you'll make Allah's didar, when a person will see Allah, and then he'll get an idea of Allah's greatness, and then Allah Akbar, there is no ni'mat greater than that. When a person will see Allah, he won't have to forget. He'll forget automatically Jannat's ni'mats also. Whatever the great ni'mats of Jannat, the Hurul Ain, the food, the rivers, whatever, he'll forget them when he'll see the beauty of Allah. So that is our maqsood. Mana ke meer ke gulshan e Jannat to dur hai. Hazrat says, we accept that the gardens of Jannat are far. لیکن عارف ہے جو خالق جنت کو دل میں لیے ہوئے. But the Arif is that person who's got the creator of Jannah in his heart now already. And when you find Allah Ta'ala, what to say of that person? وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. A person who fears Allah, stays away from guna, Allah has promised two jannats for such a person. One jannat, Allama Sayyid Mahmud al-Baghdadi, al-Alusi, he says, jannatun fi dunya bihuduri al-mawla. One jannat is in this dunya, just in the thoughts of Allah. That is your jannat already. Wa jannatun fil uqba bi liqa'il mawla. And one jannat in akhirah, when you'll meet Allah Ta'ala. So may Allah Ta'ala let us realize and give us that tawfiq. And yeah, this we'll get from Allah Ta'ala. We won't get it just by making our ibadah. Forget getting it in committing sin. We forget getting it when we are in the disobedience and unmindfulness of Allah. When we won't get it in ibadat, we won't get it in deen's khidmat also. Any type of deen's khidmat also, you'll get this from Allah wa'ala. Those who have found Allah, who have made the connection with Allah, will stay in their company, that is where we will get this. And then see, when you have got this, say the greatest in the ummah of all people after Anbiya alayhimus salam was Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And what was his great maqam and martaba? Shay'un wuqira fi qalbi Abu Bakr. There was something in the heart of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, this ta'alluq of Allah. Maha Rashid Ahmad Gangoi rahmatullahi alayhi and Maulana Qasim Nanotwi rahmatullahi alayhi, his peer bhai passed away. He said that if I should not have something in my heart, I should have become bedridden. Depression should have overtaken me. I shouldn't be able to get off from my bed. Hazrat Maulana Yahya Sahib, the father of Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Zakariya Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi, he asked, what is that thing? So he said that, because of which you people are sitting by me, just coming and staying by me. He said, no, Hazrat, please tell us openly. Don't keep it mubham. Don't keep it like this. Tell us, what is it? He said, nisbat ma'allah. Ta'alluq ma'allah. The love of Allah. When a person has got that, the greatest storms of the world is just a storm in a teacup for such a person. But otherwise, if you haven't got that, you just, they're saying petrol price going to 16 rand and you already, you can't sleep, you can't do anything. The price of rice going up, the price of flour going up, and you can't even sleep or do anything. It hasn't still gone up, just the thought comes. And that person now, shaitan attacks him and brings, if this happens, you got three small children, what's going to happen? If you die tomorrow, what will happen to your children? What and what? But a person who got ta'alluq with Allah, that person has got no worry. The worst storms can come in the world. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, when Switzerland can make a watch that is waterproof, 200 meters underwater, the vapor of water also doesn't go in that watch. So what is it difficult for Allah to make a heart that is worry-proof? That no matter if you are in 200 meters deep of all problems and worries, crime, xenophobia, and petrol price, and food price, and whatever else you can think, you are surrounded with that. But if Allah has made your heart worry-proof, that person lives peacefully. And not only that he hasn't got worry, Allah keeps it for him like that. That person, wherever he goes, Allah just gives him honor, gives him respect, gives him what he wants everywhere. So this all is dependent on ta'alluq ma'allah. And ta'alluq ma'allah will come not only from kitabullah and from rijalullah. Rijalullah will take us to kitabullah. And from rijalullah, we'll also become ahlullah. Which Hazrat Maulana Rum rahmatullah Ali said, which our Shaykh Damat Barakatum Jazawmullah Khair explains many times. So to say, the thorns under the rose complain to Allah. That, Ya Allah, you made us thorns. And nobody wants thorns in the garden. And when the gardener comes, he's going to throw us out. Because nobody wants thorns in the garden. Allah, so to say, said, oh my thorns, I made you thorns. Don't you worry. All you do, one thing, you stay under my roses. And nobody will touch you also. Not the best gardener in the world will touch you as long as you stay under my roses. Stay under the company of my friends, my awliya. And if you get separate, then you'll be thrown out. And as long as you are under, and when that rose will be given to the beloved, you will be given with that. The thorns will go with. But the day you become separate from the thorns, you'll be thrown out. And that is the thorns in the garden. But we are human beings who are thorns. If we stay under the roses of Allah, the friends of Allah, not only will we remain thorns, Allah will make those thorns also roses. And they will make other thorns roses also. So this is ta'alluq, sohbat ma'a. Kunu ma'a sadiqeen. Be with the truthful people. Sahaba till the day of Qiyamah are known as Sahaba. They were the greatest mujahideen. Who could make jihad like the Sahaba? And under what circumstances they make jihad and qital? And they, what musallis were they were? What saimeen they were? Hawlat the khairat, mutasaddiqeen, wal mutasaddiqat. Everything. But Allah did not remember them by any of the other names. Only by one name. They are the Sahaba of my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sohbat. But this showed, this was a lesson for the world that by sohbat you will get everything. Sohbat is important. So the company of Ahlullah. And the sohbat also must be husne rifaqat. الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. Yeah, there is one ishara that your sohbat, this rafi rifaqat, must be husne rifaqat. If you go there to find fault, if you go there to find, to pass your time, no, husne rifaqat, which means talab-e sadiq. You, in your heart must be the talab, I also want to reach Allah Ta'ala. And who you have made your shaykh, who you feel this person, that he is my guide, he is my rahbar. He is going to take me to Allah Ta'ala. And I must follow my guide. And if we want to use our brains in following the guide, let the guide is taking on the road and you tell him, let's rather take this road. Let's rather take that road. Then you are not a true follower of the guide. Follow your guide blindly, how he takes. Make sure he's the right guide, and after that just follow him. Whatever he tells you sit down here, you sit down. He tells you move now, you move. And then you will see a good proper guide, with peace and comfort he'll let you reach your destination. And if you want to use your own brains, if you haven't got a guide, you'll end up in a problem. Even if you got a GPS, and you want to follow the shortest route, it might take you, and you go to Lanesia, and it takes you through the middle of Soweto. And then where you land up and what your problems are. But take a guide. Don't take a book as your guide. Take a guide who will know this is a dangerous area. Avoid this area. Go to this area. And you will reach your destination without any worry. If you go to a foreign country, how many places you get or come out of the airport? You are lost, you don't know the language. And some places, the taxi people, everyone rushing at you and take you. But you got your one person who's coming to fetch you? No worry whatsoever. In that whole huge crowd, middle of the night, you are tired, you are exhausted, you are hungry. You got no problem. That person who is your guide there, he takes you, and he takes you in a nice way, in a comfortable car, where you get to your destination, hot food is waiting for you. A nice comfortable bed is waiting for you. You got no problem. But if you don't have a guide, everywhere now, the taxi drivers, what and what, how lot of crime in the whole world, how lot of fraud carrying on, what will happen? And when shaitan and nafs are our worst enemies in this world, and we don't have a guide, forget the taxi people and the fraud guides at the airports and that, shaitan and nafs who are all the time the worst dakus, the worst chores, shaitan and nafs, more than the other, they are worse. And they are there, what will happen to a person? And a person who hasn't got a guide, be sure, shaitan and nafs are his guides. And these two guides are not going to take you to anything good. They will take you to complete destruction. So may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala let us realize this, that we are in this world for the short while. And yeah, we have come to find Allah. That is the biggest thing we have to find. More than we find our namaz, more than we find our rozas, we have to find Allah. And if we haven't found Allah and we found everything else in the world, we have lost the greatest asset in the world. And the purpose for which Allah sent us in this world, that we have lost. Ya ayyuhan nasu ubudu rabbakum. Allah says, make Allah's ibadat. Alladhi khalaqakum walladhina min qablikum. And all this why? La'allakum tattaqoon. Ke shayad, and Allah shayad is yaqeen, that you will become muttaqi. If you will do your ibadat, so the object of ibadat also is to acquire taqwa. And taqwa, by taqwa, you become the friends of Allah. So that is why Allah has. And a person, our Shaykh Damat Barakatum, in one very beautiful poem, which Hazrat said, while he was on his way back to Karachi from New York at Damascus Airport. La ilaha muqaddam hai kalma-e tawheed mein. La ilaha comes first in our kalima of tawheed. The negative is first. Then is the la ilaha. La is negative. There is no other God. Then positive illallah is afterwards. From what is this? Ghayr-e hat jab jaye hai. When you have cleansed your heart. When you have taken out the dirt. Ghayrullah. Guna. The love of sin. You have taken this out from your heart. Tabdil mein haq aa jaye hai. Then automatically, without you applying now, Allah comes into that heart. In this glass, forget zamzam water, municipal water, we won't put in a dirty glass, which is only dirty from outside. Inside it is clean. But we won't give somebody, and somebody will feel offended, you gave me in a dirty glass. Water is clean. The glass inside is clean. No problem, you can drink. But you don't want to. Why? You say the glass is dirty. A heart which is dirty. How can we expect Allah, who is the purest of all, for Allah to come into the pure Allah to come in a dirty heart? And Allah wants to come into the heart of a person. But our dirt is only preventing Allah from coming into our. So just remove the dirt from all types of sin. Whatever they are, hukukul ibad, hukukullah. Whatever they are, irza wa dharu, zahir al ismi wa baatina. Inside sins also. Zahiri guna also stay away. Not making namaz. Drinking wrong things, or all smoking also, avoid all these things. And inside, purify yourself from pride, from malice, hatred, jealousy. Purify yourself, and Allah comes into that heart. Then you don't have to bring Allah. Allah comes into that heart. La ilaha muqaddam hai kalma-e tawheed mein. Ghair-e haq jab jaye hai, tab dil mein haq aa jaye hai. And when Allah Ta'ala comes into the heart, what is the enjoyment of that person? One poet, love of Allah, says, قُرْبْ كِ لَذَّتْ چَكْهَا كَرْ اے خدا. O Allah, give me the enjoyment, the lizzat of your closeness. To feel what is that closeness of yours, O Allah. قُرْبْ كِ لَذَّتْ چَكْهَا كَرْ اے خدا. رَنْجْدُورِ مَنَا كَرْ پھر مُبَتِلَا. And then let me never be again separated from you. When I get that sweetness of being close to you, let me not be distant from you again. And how does a person distance himself from Allah? By gunas. That's the only thing. And it isn't from Allah's side. It is from our side. Allah wants to be close. Allah is so great, so merciful. And He wants to be close to us. We should be having that. We want to be close to Allah. But Allah wants to be close to us. Let us not commit guna, and we won't lose that distance from Allah Ta'ala. رنجدوری میں نہ کر پھر مبتلا قرب کے لذت چکھا کر اے خدا رنجدوری میں نہ کر پھر مبتلا آپ کا قرب و حضوری اے خدا او اللہ the closeness of yours او اللہ بہتر السج سالہ طاعت بیریہ just the closeness of Allah is better than 100 years of اخلاص عبادت عبادت on its place but to find that love of Allah. You have 10 digs of food, but no salt in there. And you have one plate of food with salt and masala in there. Well, that's how you enjoy that. So this love of Allah is the salt. If you have so much of food, but no salt in there, you don't enjoy. But you have little bit food, but the salt is in there. So the salt of our ibadat is the love of Allah. When a person gets there. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala bless us with these great, great realities. And let us find the closeness of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. And then see inshallah how that person enjoys his love. Then he will life. And when he asks Allah ta'ala, he will ask also with so much of feeling, Sun le mere naale, sun le mere naale, e mere khuda, e mere khuda. O Allah, listen to my pleas, my cries from my heart. Mujhe apna le, mujhe apna le. O Allah, make me yours. I want to be yours. You make me yours. Mujhe apna le, mujhe apna le, e mere khuda, e mere khuda. Shughal mera bas ab to ilahi shaam o sahar ho. Allah, 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 Allah. My occupation day and night, all the time. Oh Allah, come in my heart. Oh Allah, I love you. Oh Allah, you come to me. Chalte phirte, oochte bete, chalte phirte, aat paher ho, Allahu, Allah, Allahu, Allah, Allahu Allah, all the time, 24 hours, walking to everywhere, only our ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala. And for this, a person, he has to, ahlullah de sohbat, that is where he will find this. In this we are taught also, that ahbib habibaka haunamma, love your friend also, not too much of loving. Because if you love him too much, you'll become unmindful of Allah Ta'ala. Your wealth, your family, your wife, your children, keep it in limits. Otherwise, they will become a veil for you to reach Allah Ta'ala. وَبْغُضْ بَغِيْذَكَ هَوْنَمَّا. And your enemy also, don't have too much enmity. Otherwise, all the time your thoughts are just, he's like this, he did that. Just outwardly keep friends with him, so he doesn't harm you also, and you don't have to think of his bad like this, his bad. That's also hijab from Allah. Too much friendship with a person also causes hijab with Allah, and enmity also, that also causes you hijab from Allah Ta'ala. And these things will block you from keeping contact and reaching Allah Ta'ala. Keep yourself in such a way, don't be too occupied in dunya. Earn your rosy, but don't get too much occupied. Whatever else you do, otherwise all these things, the minute you get in himat, involved in anything, this will be hijab for you from Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with the reality of deen and make show us his closeness, inshallah. Then see, inshallah, what is umrah, what is baytullah. Then it isn't the outward beauty of baytullah and masjid and nabawi and huzur or huzuri of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then see what contact, whether even if you are not physically near, even if you are far, but what contact you have with huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So all this will come with sohbat of Ahlullah. Those who are, those Ahlullah, not who show us all about shirk and ma'asiyat and khurafat and shirkiyat, the Ahl bid'at and all the other wrong things. Not that. And even amongst the Ahl haq, not only that who put us onto lot of wazifas and lot of zikr, etc., but the main object is not looked at. Where the real object, and that is, alhamdulillah, what Hazrat Muhammad Thanvi rahmatullah alayh and Hazrat Silsila, that islah-e-nafs. Many places there is no worry of islah-e-nafs. Big wazifas a person is reading, but he hasn't got a beard also. No talk about a beard. His dressing, his lifestyle, far from deen. But lot of wazifas, and he's busy with his wazifas all the time. And all those things, no. But the right thing, the main two things, ma'rifat of Allah, to recognize Allah, and the qurb, and the muhabbat, radha ilahi, to find the love of Allah, and in that process, to give up all sin. And that you give up all sin also, this person is on the path of true suluk, ala minhaji rasul. The sunnat, the suluk, ala minhaji rasul, according to the pattern of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah bless us with these realities, and grant us his closeness, and the quicker we get it. Today I spoke to Hazrat, and just a sentence came out that, oh, that Hazrat, please make dua. We find this realities long before we die, so that we can enjoy life. If you get it before death also, mashallah, ghanimat. But the quicker you get Allah's love, and you're living in Allah's love, and Allah's obedience, that life becomes so much enjoyable, so much more valuable, so enjoyable. So why stay without it? Why get it at the last moment? Make your effort now. The earlier you get it, and see your youth when it passes in this way. Shaitan gives us this dhoka, youth enjoy. Old age, give it to Allah. Hazrat says also, when you go and buy meat, you ask for a young animal's meat. You don't say old animal. When you for meat also, you don't go and buy an old goat, and then you bring that home, or an old fowl. You want a young one. That meat is very nice. So Hazrat says, for Allah, why you want to give your old age? And your young age, you want to keep it for yourself. And now when you're old, frail, you can't do anything, your words don't want to come out properly from your mouth now, and that life you want to give to Allah. Now give your young age. And in your youth, when you get the love of Allah, the real period of love to show it is in your youth. And when you get that in your, the love, the greatest love is the love of Allah. And you get that in your youth, see what your youth will become. And the youth in Islam, the history of Islam, what didn't the youth do for Islam? When they found Allah, Ashabi Kahf, that they were all young boys, young people. Muhammad ibn Qasim, 17 years old. Fatih Sindh. He conquered, you can say, whole of Asia, this whole area, a young 10 years. And today he's 17-year-old, he's not even still fit to get married also. He's not fit to even to go and buy a simple thing, he's not fit to do that. But the young boys of Islam, what great, great achievements they have done. So may Allah let us use our youth, our life for Allah Ta'ala.